Well, I'm going to begin. Good morning, everybody. It's Risa, and we're recording today, and that recording will go on to our website. Well, everyone, today is Monday, January 17th. We have a Cancer moon today. This is quite a week that we have ahead. Today is the full moon at Cancer Solar Festival, 28 degrees. Today is the Capricorn Solar Festival, 28 degrees Capricorn. The full moon today is conjunct Pluto. The sun is conjunct Pluto, and the sun is also conjunct the United States Pluto. So this is quite a special transforming day today for the United States. Pluto brings a transformation. Pluto also is the ruler of Scorpio, so it brings a reorientation. Tomorrow we have Uranus stationary direct at 11 Taurus. And Wednesday, as the sun enters Aquarius, the nodes change. So we'll have this nodal change for the next 18 and a half months. The south node in Scorpio, the north node in Taurus. Scorpio brings about a reorientation, and Taurus brings about illumination. And there's going to be a special time in the coming year when Mars, Uranus, and the north nodes will be conjunct. It'll be August 1st, and that's Lammas, which is the cross quarter day between summer and autumn. So that'll be quite a day. Well, everyone, we're going to begin to record the full moons and maybe also the new moons. And for those who are listening, I suggest that you take notes. And if you have questions, you can write the questions to me via my email. Also, I suggest also that if you're not taking notes, to close your eyes and to visualize everything, because the work that we do, Raja Yoga work, is a visualization. We visualize using our creative imagination, using our ability to visualize and to create with our mind. Today is the full moon, as I said, and it'll be the Capricorn Solar Festival. We'll be doing our full moon visualization, our radiance mantra, our great invocation. So let us stand together, everyone, in the ashram. We call in our group members, our families, our friends, our loved ones to join us today in this Solar Festival Meditation Capricorn. We stand under the light of Capricorn, rays 1 and 3 and 7. And we stand at the doorway of our mountain ashram, our mountain retreat. We look down in the valley. We see the sun rising over in the ocean. And we see all those walking from Pisces to Aquarius, all the children. And we invite everyone to join us in this meditation today. This meditation provides a refuge for humanity. Let us stand together now. Let us stand with all those who came before us and prepared the way. We are grateful to them, and we are the ones who prepare the way for those who come after us, and some of those who come after us will be ourselves. So each day we do our very best. Let us stand with the Christ in the hierarchy in the ashram under the light of Shambhala, and let us say our soul invocation and build the Antikarana. Stand within the spiritual triad and build the rainbow bridge. And we do this for humanity. And we say these words and we identify with them and we offer them to humanity. We say, I am the soul. I am light divine. I am love. I am will. I am fixed design. I am the soul. And with our creative imagination, we stand within the center of a six-pointed star. The lower triangle is the personality, and the upper triangle is the soul. And we surround our country and our people and our nation and our government and our true president with this six-pointed star. And we expand it out to surround the entire earth, Ray 3, all the nations, all the leaders, all the countries, all the kingdoms with the six-pointed star. And again, with our creative imagination, we lift up the personality to the light of the soul. And then we all stand within that light. And we see a great sun with its rays pouring down. This is the light of the soul pouring down into the hearts and minds of all of humanity everywhere. And as we stand here, we invite humanity to stand with us. And we look up and see another triangle, the will of God and the will to good. We stand here together with confidence, with aspiration, and with dedication. And as we look up and see this great triangle, the monadic triangle, it is the will to good. It is the will to love. It's a fiery triangle. It's a cold fire, this fiery triangle of the will to good. And again, once more with our visualization, we surround our country, our people, our republic, our government, all the leaders with this fiery triangle of the will to good. We expand it out and surround our earth, this emerald green earth, with this fiery triangle, so that the tongues of fire touch all the nations, all the countries, all the leaders, all the peoples of the world. And when this fiery triangle touches the hearts and minds of humanity, the will to good and the will to love becomes goodwill, right relations. It becomes the peace, the beauty, and the harmony humanity seeks. And this is the only equation towards peace. From the will to good, which becomes goodwill, which becomes right relations, which becomes the peace, the beauty, and the harmony humanity seeks. And we know that we stand under the will to good, and we also stand under right relations. And we contemplate right relations until February 20th, when the sun enters Pisces. So we're going to stand here together under the light of Capricorn, climb that mountain, and we're going to say our full moon meditation. The time of the full moon is a period when spiritual energies are more uniquely available than any other time. During the full moon, there is a closer rapport we can make between humanity and hierarchy. And we stand together as a new group of world servers, and we align humanity with the new group of world servers, with the hierarchy, with the Christ, and the Shambhala. So each month there's an inflow of energies, and they each carry a specific quality. And this month it's the qualities and the rays of Capricorn in rays 1, 3, and 7. And these influence this particular month. These energies play sequentially upon humanity. These energies and rays establish the divine attributes in the consciousness of humanity. And we stand as aspirants and disciples with aspiration and dedication. And we seek to receive and channel the spiritual inflow from these great beings and great lords into the minds and hearts of humanity. And as we do this at each new and full moon, we strengthen the link between the human kingdom and the kingdom of God. There is something called the path of approach. An entrance upon this path of approach is possible for individuals and groups and for humanity as a whole during the new and full moons. Energies not usually or normally contacted can be touched and grasped and utilized and understood at the time of these great approaches in the unformed realms. But we must contact them in group formation. Thus, the individual, the group, and humanity become enriched and vitalized. And so this is the keynote for our full moon approaches. When we approach hierarchy, when we ask that we work with them. He who faces the light and stands within its radiance is blinded to the issues of the world of men. He passes on the lighted way to a great center of absorption. But then there are those who feel the urge to pass this way, yet loves his brother on the darkened path. He revolves upon the pedestal of light and turns the other way. And we face towards the dark. And then the seven points of light within transmits an outward streaming light. And behold, the face of those upon the darkened way receives that light. And for them, the way is not so dark. And behind the warriors, where we stand, twixt the light and dark, blazes the light of hierarchy. And as we stand within this light, we let in the light. And we say our group fusion mantra. We affirm the fact of a group fusion and integration within the heart center of the new group of world servers. We stand mediating between hierarchy and humanity. And we say these words together from our heart. We are one with our group brothers and sisters, and all that we have is theirs. May the love which is in our soul pour forth to them. May the strength which is in us lift and aid them. May the thoughts which our soul creates reach and encourage them. And with our creative visualization and imagination standing together, we project a line of lighted energy towards the spiritual hierarchy. The spiritual hierarchy is the planetary heart and the great ashram of Sanat Kumara. And at the center of the hierarchy is the Christ, who stands at the heart of hierarchy, the great world teacher, Maitreya. We extend a line of lighted. We extend a line of light from our heart to his heart. And then we extend a line of light towards Shambhala, the center where the will of God is known. And again, we align humanity within a group of world servers, with the hierarchy, with the Christ and the Shambhala. As we stand here together, we hold our contemplative mind open to the extra planetary energies that stream into Shambhala, and they radiate and precipitate down into the hierarchy. They radiate and precipitate down into us, into our group, and into the new group of world servers. And as they precipitate down, we use our creative imagination. We endeavor to see three planetary centers, Shambhala, hierarchy, and humanity, gradually coming into alignment and interplay. And every month there is a seed thought for the signs. We reflect upon these seed thoughts. These are ideals and ideas that humanity needs to understand in order to pass their initiations. So we stand under the light of Capricorn. Capricorn is the light of initiation, the light that clears the way to the mountaintop. It produces transfiguration. We are able to see the essence within form. Capricorn reveals the rising sun. We stand on top of this mountain of Capricorn every year, having traveled from Aries to Capricorn. It's a long journey. And on top of the mountain, we're allowed to rest. We become unicorns. We absorb the light, the supernal light. As we rest on top of this mountain, absorbing this light, we can hear it in the valley, the sufferings of humanity, the call of humanity for our help. And as we hear this call for help, we know that at the end of Capricorn, having absorbed this light of Capricorn, we will turn our backs on this night and walk back down the mountain. We will then serve humanity in Aquarius and save humanity in Pisces. And so the seed thought, lost are we in light supernal, that on this light we will turn our backs. Lost are we in light supernal, yet on this night we will turn our backs. We understand this citta. We understand that the call to service is so strong for disciples that they turn their backs on this restful supernal state of light. Take the gate in through Cancer. Return into incarnation for further service in Aquarius and saving in Pisces. And so we use our creative imagination now. We visualize the energies of the light and the love and the will to good. It's pouring throughout the planet. It becomes anchored on the earth and prepared physical plane centers through which the plan of God can manifest. We see it as a sixfold progression of energy of divine love from Shambhala to Hierarchy to the Christ to the new group of world servers to the men and women of goodwill everywhere in the world through the intellectuals and then into the physical centers of distribution. We stand together, aware and conscious as a group. We stand within the great ashram of the hierarchy. And together with the hierarchy, all the kingdoms, we sound this affirmation of love. In the center of all love, we stand. From that center, we, the soul, will outward move. From that center, we, the ones who serve, will work. May the love of the divine self be shed abroad in our heart, through our group, and throughout the world. And we visualize a downpouring of spiritual inflow. We see Shambhala releasing that inflow of light, and it streams through hierarchy and streams through a new group of world servers and into humanity. And these inpouring energies establish the pathway of light for the coming world teacher, the Christ. We are going to say our great invocation. After we say our full moon visualization, which the Tibetans asked us to say at full moon times, the Tibetan has said to say this full moon visualization during full moon times. At the time of the full moon, picture to yourselves you are standing next to an ocean of blue, and upon the horizon you can see a slowly rising blazing sun. Picture to yourselves as entering that ocean of blue, free of all encumbrances, free of worries and anxieties and cares. And you swim towards a rowboat lying midway between yourselves and the rising sun. And as you swim, as we swim, we become aware of our group brothers and sisters also swimming in the same direction with us. We see our families, our friends, our loved ones. We recognize, we know, and we love each other. We visualize all of us climbing into a boat. When everyone is in the boat, we see ourselves each grasping an oar. And together, rhythmically and steadily, we row towards the rising sun. There is harmony of movement, harmony of purpose, and harmony of direction. And then, between yourselves and the rising sun, between ourselves and the rising sun, we see a figure moving towards us. And it is our great teacher, the Master Dwakul. He comes from the light in our direction. In the clear pathway of that light, we see him distinctly and we see him together. And we say, as a group, into the light we move, beckoned thereto by thee, our teacher. Out of the dark we have come, driven thereto by the soul of all. Up from the earth we spring, and into the ocean of life we plunge. Together we move, together we are guided and led by the soul we serve, and by thee, our master and our teacher that we know. There is a master within and a master without, and they are one. That one are we, the one is all. My soul, thy soul, the master, and the soul of all. And the Tibetan asks that we do this at every full moon time. It produces a group fusion of purpose, the next desired step for esoteric groups. The Tibetan sees that we have worked as a group fusion. We have worked at a group fusion with love, and we have had success. And now we are to work at the united invocation and evocation of the will. And now we're going to say our great invocation. As we visualize as we say this great invocation, and we see it as an outpouring of light and love and power from the hierarchy and from Shambhala. And it flows through the five planetary centers. At these centers, there is a great archangel who helps distribute this meditation and this great invocation. This great invocation is the mantra of direction for humanity and is needed by humanity at this time where such great polarizations and separations have occurred. We visualize standing at each one of these points, each one of these inlets and outlets. We stand with the great archangels who also work there. We stand in Darjeeling, in New York City, in London, in Geneva, in Tokyo, and in Darjeeling. And as we stand in these five inlets and outlets, we create the five-pointed star. As we say these words of the great invocation, let us see them imprinted across each nation, each country, in the halls of all governments, across our country, across our nation and our republic. Let us see these words imprinted within the hearts and minds of humanity everywhere. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth, and so let it be, and help us to know and to do our part in the world. And we turn towards all the great ones, and we say together, we know, O Lords of life and love, about the needs of humanity, of our children, of our country, of our planet, of all the kingdoms. Touch our hearts anew with love, with resources, with cooperation, with patience, with knowingness, so that we too may love and give and do our part in the world. And we will do our Radiance Mantra now, and then we will do our Kali Yuga prayer. This Radiance Mantra gathers all the light of this full moon of this solar festival. When we radiate this Capricorn rays 1, 3, and 7 in the keynote to humanity, it becomes the waters of life for thirsty humanity. The new and full moons within its light contains information humanity seeks. So wherever we are, and also from within the ashram that we visualize, we stand in vocal unison as a group, and we face the world and humanity with great love. and we radiate the light from our Ajna centers when we say these words together. Within our Ajna center is the Capricorn energy, the rays 1 and 3 and 7, the will of God, the purpose of God, the intelligence of God. And we anchor these into the world, and at the very heart center is Jupiter, ray 2. And we say these words together. Radiance, we are in power. We stand forever with our hands outstretched. We link heaven and earth and the inner world of meaning and the subtle world of glamour. We reach into the light and bring it down to meet the need. We reach into the silent place and bring from thence the gift of understanding. Thus, with the light, we work and turn the darkness into day. Thus, with the light, we work and turn the darkness into day. And we stand together now at the doorway of our ashram in the blazing light of the morning sun. We look down into the valley. We see that everyone has joined us in this meditation. We invite them to say the Kali Yuga prayer with us, and as we do, we lift up our lights, our lamps, in the darkness. The Christ said to his disciples, "I need you to be the light of the world." And we have responded to that statement. We lift up our lamps so that those in the darkness can have light in this Kali Yuga time. And we ask them, invite them to join us in this Kali Yuga prayer. Lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, from chaos to beauty. Lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, and from chaos to beauty. Well, that ends our formal meditation for today, everyone. Let this meditation stay with us all day today. Let us remember that we are to distribute this light of the full moon, the light of the Cancer Solar Festival, so that humanity can rise up and stand in the supernal light on the top of the mountain with us as unicorns. Let us be still for a moment, everyone, so that this meditation can settle within us, so that any impressions or thoughts or pictures can settle within us. And after a moment or two, we are going to say our three Ohms. Now, everyone, let us gather this meditation within us and around us, and let this meditation direct and guard and guide us today. And now let us say our three Ohms, which integrates this meditation. We invite all the hierarchy, the Christ, all the teachers, to join us in our three Ohms. We invite the Gandharvas, the musical spheres, the lyre of Apollo, the flute of Krishna. We invite all of humanity and all the children and all the kingdoms to join us in these three Ohms. We stand at the center of a great cross. We receive from above, we radiate and anchor below, and we share everything that we have with humanity side to side. Let us say our three Ohms now. And as all the heavens and the earth join us, and heaven and earth are united. I wanted to say a few things before I end this meditation. What we're doing here is group work. This is group work, and we are forming group energy. And as we do this, we assist in the spiritual progress of humanity. And this is an esoteric group, and we receive the energies from above, and we anchor them below. And we work with the stars and the Big Dipper. We work with the sun's rays. We work with the Pleiades, the Sirius. And these high energies work through us, and they work through our group. And when we know about them, we are able to work with them and respond to them. And then they release their wisdom to us, to our group. And then, as we do this work together with rhythm, these great energies and great lords help us to manifest acts of goodwill in the world. And when we do our group work together, we radiate an inner light. And this inner light comes out into the world, and it intensifies our connection with all of humanity. And that's why we stand at the center of a cross. From above, we receive the light. We anchor that light, and then we share these gifts of light side to side. And so as we do this, we form the cross. I wanted to say that yesterday on my website, there's a lot of information I want everyone to read. The interview with Catherine Austin Fitz, and also I posted information about the geomagnetic storm, and that's really important to know about, that happened this past week. And I just want you all to be up to date on everything that I post on our website. Each day, there's a tremendous amount of information given. So as I say to everyone, take notes. And if you have questions, you can email me and ask me questions, because I will answer them. So this is an experiment, our first time of attempting to record the full moon. Well, the next one will be at the new moon. And I ask forgiveness for any clumsiness that might come through in this recording. I'm new to this recording, but I wanted to offer our group work to everyone who's interested, to all readers. And it will be posted on our, of course, website. I want to thank our group for all the work that they do to support what we're trying to do as an esoteric group within our ashram. Well, everyone, that's all I have to say today. I want to say thank you to everyone, and let us anchor the light, East Coast, Midwest, and West Coast, in a triangle of light. And let us gather this meditation around us today. Let us see what our tasks are today. Let us complete our tasks with ease, with harmony, with beauty, with grace. And at the end of the day, we review the day. And we see that the day was good. Again, at the end of the day, we review the day, and we see that the day was good. And now, everyone, let us anchor the light East Coast, Midwest, and West Coast in a triangle of light. And this triangle becomes our boat and our ark, and we step into it with our families, our friends, our loved ones, with humanity and all the children. It's the arc that takes us from Pisces to Aquarius. And so we join all these arcs and triangles around the earth. And then we send love to all the livingness around us, this magical kingdom we live in. And we send love to each other. Well, everyone, see you at our next new full moon. Bye-bye, everyone. Love to everyone.